This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and today I want to call your attention to the responsibilities of a gospel preacher. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning with verse 1, I find these words, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." I'm reminded in this connection also a passage in the Old Testament, Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 1 to 9, and also in chapter 30, or in verses 30 to 33, the great responsibility which God in those days placed upon the watchman on the wall, using the analogy to explain the responsibility of a preacher. It is no small thing to be a preacher, to be claiming to be bringing the message of Jesus Christ. It involves great responsibility, and those who fail in it will be lost, and I'm certainly aware of that responsibility as I myself try to bring you the message from the Word of God. A preacher has great responsibility to himself, to his own life, to his speech, to his influence, to try to do his very best to see that his life is in harmony with the Scriptures and will influence men toward Christ and not away from him. He has a great responsibility in regard to his teaching. In the passage to which I've just referred you in 2 Timothy 4 and Ezekiel chapter 33, he certainly makes that clear. After all, he is to serve as a proclaimer of the message of God, and in doing so, he is to preach the word, that is, the truth, the gospel of Christ. He is to preach the whole truth and nothing but the truth. In doing so, he is to encourage the faint-hearted by preaching on such passages as Psalms 23. He is to comfort the sorrowful, as indicated in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 14. He is to instruct in sound doctrine, to show the way the gospel applies to life, to everyday life, to the gaining of peace of mind, to the building of a happy home, to parenthood, to business, and to labor. The Bible is not relevant only to what happens on the first day of the week, only on Sunday, only when we're in some meeting house of the church, but it applies to each and every day. It applies to each and every phase and facet of human life. Now, in pointing out these matters, the gospel preacher is to serve as a watchman. This we find in Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 1 to 9 and verses 30 through 33. In that connection, let us note the duties of a watchman. He is to watch. In order to serve well, he must first see for himself, and he must be awake while others are asleep. He must fix attention while others are indifferent. He must consider both the truth and how people are reacting to truth. In connection with his watching, he must warn. Having seen the danger, the watchman must at once inform the city of the fact. He must sound the trumpet. Picture a man on the parapet of a walled city, standing up and watching for the enemy approaching. And as he sees the enemy, it isn't enough merely for him to see the enemy. He must warn in that regard. Note now, however, the limit of his responsibility. He cannot fight the battle alone. He cannot force the people to heed the warning. He's not the commander of the city. And analogously, we note that a preacher is not the commander. The Lord Jesus Christ is the commander of the church. The church has only one head, the Lord Jesus Christ. All the preacher can do is function basically as a messenger boy for the Lord. All he can do is sound the warning as the commander has told him to do. However, we note that he's guilty if he is negligent, if he does not watch and see the enemy, if he does not see that which is contrary to the word of God, and if he sees it and does not warn, then he has failed in a trust, he has sinned against light, he has neglected his duty. He must recognize the possibility of failure, that people may not listen to him, but he must not allow that to cause him to conclude that he has no responsibility in giving the warning. Let us recognize again the words of Paul. Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long suffering. All of this and more is entailed in being faithful to Jesus Christ.